Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. A delegation of representatives from El Paso's diocese, Hope Border Institute, and La Mujer Obrera presented letters from immigrants to Pope Leo XIV in Rome. The delegation also showed a video with messages and experiences of immigrants in El Paso and on their journey to the United States. The Pope watched the video on a laptop in the arms of Auxiliary Bishop Anthony Salino. "We live in a state of constant anxiety, never knowing if tomorrow will bring separation," one person says in the video. After the meeting, Pope Leo told U.S. bishops visiting him at the Vatican they should firmly address how immigrants are being treated by the Trump administration's policies, according to news service Reuters. And an estimated 18,000 federal employees in El Paso are on furlough amid the government shutdown, and workers may miss their first paycheck if the government is not funded by October 10th. In response, El Paso Electric and El Paso Water have programs that will provide eligible households with temporary payment plans. The electric company has rolled out a fund with donations to help families with overdue bills and is providing financial assistance through low-income rider programs. You can call 915-543-5711 for more information. And El Paso Water is offering payment extensions, disconnection fee waivers, and flexible payment arrangements. You can email customer.service@epwater.org for more information. In other news, the El Paso County Commissioner's Court approved a $4.2 million contract with Extigo Architecture of El Paso for renovations to Escondite Park. The firm will provide a design to the county for the improvements funded with bonds approved by voters in 2024. Extigo will work on designs for public spaces, ecological restoration, and lake conservation and well rehabilitation. Plans to improve the park also include a new entrance, expanded walking trails, new shelters and restrooms, and installation of underground electrical lines. And the Texas Attorney General is launching undercover investigations of leftist terrorist groups. KERA's Caroline Love says Ken Paxton is pointing to recent incidents in Texas.
Paxton said the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk and a recent attack at a Dallas Immigration and Customs field office are examples of far-left violence. One recent study found that from January through early July, left-wing terrorism incidents outnumbered far-right incidents for the first time, although the numbers were very small. Extremism expert William Brana from American University says that's not typical.
The violent far-right has been much more active in recent decades and much more lethal in recent decades.
President Donald Trump caught more than $18 million in funding for violence prevention earlier this year. I'm Caroline Love in Dallas.
The Texas Supreme Court will soon decide how much information an LGBTQ advocacy group has to give the Attorney General's office about families seeking gender-affirming care. KERA's Tolawani Osibam Owo reports. The office is investigating whether medical providers are violating the state's ban on the practice for minors.
The AG's office claims PFLAG has records showing some doctors are getting around the ban, but after the group sued, an Austin judge limited the records PFLAG would have to hand over. William Peterson with the AG's office says that ruling and process were flawed.
We do believe the procedures applied here are in front of this court because of the link between those procedural errors and the substantive errors.
PFLAG says the Attorney General's information requests are too broad and violate their members' constitutional rights. I'm Toluwani Osibamowo in Dallas.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.